You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. That is the call for every real Christian out there. Every single one should be able to answer that call. Unfortunately, just like in biblical times, the majority could not stand up and make that claim. Just like that, today, the majority cannot stand up and make that claim. In Daniel 3, when it talks about King Nebuchadnezzar setting up the image, the golden image, commanding everybody that they have to bow down and worship it when they hear the music. There were three men that refused. Three out of the millions of Babylonians, three said, no, no matter what, we're not going to do it. Those three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Many think about the furnace. Does everyone understand who they were? They were high-ranking officials over Babylon. They had a lot to lose if they didn't obey the laws of the land. In Daniel 2:48, it says, and the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Also, Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. So, this was Daniel's cabinet, so to speak. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were leaders in Babylon, and they were at great peril. They risked everything by not bowing down and worshiping the image of the king. I read to you in Revelation where that's going to happen in our lifetimes. Something similar is going to happen with the beast, where people have to bow down and worship him. We've talked about COVID and the test exercises that they were doing to see if people would obey the edicts of the government. Roll your sleeve up, get the clot shot, shut your churches down, stay home, essential services only, shut your businesses down, tell your workers they're not essential, they have to stay home. It happened, and everybody bowed down and worshiped King Trump in the beginning, and then King Biden in the end. Trump had his chief Babylonian administrator, Dr. Fauci, the fraud, the liar, the snake, the murderer. But the same thing happened today in our time that happened biblically in Daniel's time. And it's a shame. So I'm telling you now, when there's no pressure, I'm begging you now, remain faithful to God. Do not follow Satan. Follow God. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.